Stand up. Three, two, one. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for inviting me into your day. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. And since today is Thursday, we'll be reading from one of the books of poetry. We're currently reading Proverbs, and today we'll read chapters 23 and 24. After the reading, I'll have some comments for you, and of course, I'll have an On This Date in Church History segment. I'm calling today's episode, Stand Up. The show notes page is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E253 if you would like to comment on the show. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com, and let's get started. Proverbs chapter 23, 6. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, look carefully at what's in front of you. Put a knife to your throat if you like to eat too much. Don't long for his fancy food. It can fool you. 7. Don't wear yourself out to get rich. Be wise enough to say no. When you take even a quick look at riches, they are gone. They grow wings and fly away into the sky like an eagle. 8. Don't eat the food of anyone who won't share it. Don't long for his fancy food. He is the kind of person who is always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, he says to you, but he doesn't mean it. You will throw up what little you have eaten. You will have wasted your words of praise. 9. Don't speak to a foolish person. He will laugh at your wise words. 10. Don't move old boundary stones. Don't try to take over the fields of children whose fathers have died. The one who guards them is strong. He will stand up for them in court against you. 11. Apply your heart to what you are taught. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. 12. Don't hold back training from a child. If you correct him, he won't die. So correct him. Then you will save him from death. 13. My child, if your heart is wise, my heart will be glad. Deep down inside, I will be happy when you say what is right. 14. Do not long for what sinners have, but always show great respect for the Lord. There really is hope for you tomorrow, so your hope will not be cut off. 15. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right path. Don't join those who drink too much wine. Don't join those who stuff themselves with meat. Those who drink or eat too much will become poor. If they sleep too much, they'll have to wear rags. 16. Listen to your father who gave you life. Don't hate your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, don't sell it. Get wisdom, training, and understanding. The father of a godly child is very happy. Anyone who has a wise child is glad. May your father and mother be glad. May the woman who gave birth to you be happy. 17. My son, give me your heart. Keep your eyes on the way I live. A prostitute is like a deep pit. A wife who commits adultery is like a narrow well. She hides and waits like a thief. She causes many men to sin. 18. Who has trouble? Who has sorrow? Who argues? Who has problems? Who has wounds for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who spend too much time with wine. Or those who like to taste wine that is mixed with spices. Don't look at wine when it is red. Don't look at it when it bubbles in the cup. And don't look at it when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake. It bites like a poisonous serpent. Your eyes will see strange sights. Your mind will imagine weird things. You will feel like someone sleeping on the ocean. You will think you are lying among the ropes in a boat. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? Proverbs chapter 24. 19. Do not want what evil men have. Don't long to be with them. In their hearts they plan to hurt others. With their lips they talk about making trouble. 20. By wisdom a house is built. Through understanding, it is made secure. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with priceless and beautiful things. 21. A wise man has great power. A man who has knowledge increases his strength. If you go to war, you need guidance. If you want to win, you need many good advisors. 22. Wisdom is too high for anyone who is foolish. He has nothing to say when people meet at the city gate to conduct business. 23. Anyone who thinks up sinful things to do will be known as one who plans evil. Foolish plans are sinful. People hate those who make fun of others. 24. If you grow weak when trouble comes, your strength is very small. 25. Save those who are being led away to death. Hold back those who are about to be killed. Don't say, "But we didn't know anything about this." The one who knows what you are thinking sees it. The one who guards your life knows it. He will pay each person back for what he has done. 26. Eat honey, my child. It is good. Honey from a honeycomb has a sweet taste. I want you to know that wisdom is sweet to you. If you find it, there is hope for you tomorrow. So your hope will not be cut off. 27. Don't hide and wait like a burglar at a godly person's house. Don't rob his home. Even if godly people fall down 7 times, they always get up. But those who are evil are brought down by trouble. 28. Don't be happy when your enemy falls. When he trips, don't let your heart be glad. The Lord will see it, but he won't be pleased. He might turn his anger away from your enemy. 29. Don't be upset because of evil people. Don't long for what sinners have. Tomorrow, evil people won't have any hope. The lamps of sinners will be blown out. 30. My son, have respect for the Lord and the King. Don't join those who disobey them. The Lord and the King will suddenly destroy them. Who knows what trouble those two can bring? Here are more sayings of those who are wise. Taking sides in court is not good. A curse will fall on those who say the guilty are not guilty. Nations will call down curses on them. People will speak against them, but it will go well with those who sentence guilty people. Rich blessings will come to them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work. Get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Don't give witness against your neighbor without any reason. Don't use your lips to tell lies. Don't say, "I'll do to him what he did to me. I'll get even with that man for what he did." I went past the field of someone who didn't want to work. I went past the vineyard of a man who didn't have any sense. Thorns had grown up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds. The stone wall had fallen down. I applied my heart to what I observed. I learned a lesson from what I saw. You might sleep a little or take a little nap. You might even fold your hands and rest. Then you would be poor, as if someone had robbed you. You would have little, as if someone had stolen from you. Listen again to verses 11 and 12 of chapter 24 and see if they don't sound prophetic, as if they may be applied to the Holocaust of World War II. Save those who are being led away to death. Hold back those who are about to be killed. Don't say, "But we didn't know anything about this." Doesn't the God who knows what you're thinking see it? Doesn't the God who guards your life know it? He will pay back everyone for what they have done. Beloved, you've heard me say that I believe that we are quite literally in the last days. I believe that we will see more crimes against humanity than have ever been committed, including the Holocaust. These verses from Proverbs make it clear that it is our responsibility to stand in the way when we see things like this happen. And even today, literally today, Christians are being killed because of their faith in various places around the world, and it's going to spread. We need to be prepared to take action when possible and to not renounce our faith when it's demanded of us. I saw a t-shirt design recently that succinctly stated what our attitude should be. It said, "I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees." We must not bend our knees to those who would demand that we deny Jesus.
I mean, after all, really, the worst they can do is kill us. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:8, "We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." So really, there's no loss if we die if we know Jesus. We will be with him. But we need to know that when people are suffering and being put to death, if it's in our power, we are responsible to intervene. At the very least, we should be in prayer right now for the victims of evil people. Well, it isn't often that my comments are this heavy, but the reality is that the world is in trouble. I don't think anybody would deny that. And it just might be that some of us in the LifeSpring family will be called into this kind of situation. I just felt like I needed to give you encouragement when and if that day comes. I'd like to know your thoughts. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E253. And tomorrow is Friday, so we'll read from one of the books of prophecy. We'll begin the book of Amos. We'll read chapters 1 through 4.
Boost!
On this date in church history, May 12, 1861, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, written by Julia Ward Howe, was first performed at a flag-raising ceremony for Union recruits at Fort Warren near Boston during the American Civil War.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his servants with sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory.
Prayer requests. Kirsty sent in a prayer request, and she said, "We have a new baby boy due into our family in the next 2 weeks, and COVID is hitting Perth pretty hard. Please pray that my brother and his family don't get it, or he'll miss the birth of his baby, and also that me and my family don't get it. I'm babysitting the toddler while the new baby's being born. Thanks," she says. Well, Kirsty, you got it. So, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, given the events around the world, we are thankful that you are our shield, our rock, and our protector. In you we find safety, and even if worse comes to worse and our body is killed, we know that we will instantly be in your presence. We have that assurance that if we are in Christ, the worst they can do is end our earthly life. And since if Jesus doesn't return in our lifetime, we'll die anyway, all they can do is shorten our time here. Our eternity is secure. So, Lord, if we find ourselves being faced with the decision of whether to remain strong in our faith or die, I pray that you'll give us the faith and the strength to stand for you. And for those people around the world who are even now facing that decision, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be with them and bring them both strength and comfort. And while we're here, no matter how long or how short our time is, give us opportunities, Lord, to share the love of Jesus and share the good news with those who need to hear and those whose hearts are ready to receive the message. And Lord, we do pray for Kirsty and her family as this new little baby is going to be born soon. I pray, God, that you would keep the COVID from affecting their health and, Lord, that everything would just go perfectly. I pray for Kirsty's new nephew as he's about to enter the world, and I pray that you would make him strong and healthy, Lord, and that he would grow up to be a man of God. I pray that you would give wisdom to his parents, and I pray, God, that as Kirsty and her husband and their kids interact with the new little baby, that all kinds of great, wonderful, loving memories will be formed. I just pray, Lord, your blessing on that entire family. I thank you and I praise you for the LifeSpring family, and I pray, God, that you would bless them today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, go on over to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Fill out that form there just like Kirsty did. And just like the system was supposed to, as soon as she put that in, I was sent an email. Same thing will happen when you put in a prayer request or a praise. So take advantage of that so that we can all pray together and lift up your needs in prayer to God. Prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Please do comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E253. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And I thank Kirsty and Sean of San Pedro for the help they give to me in making this show better for you. And thank you for sharing your time with me today. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Stand up. Bye.